After 4 years at New Jersey's Monmouth University, where he was a two-time All-Big South selection in 2014 and 2016, with 15 career sacks in 3 seasons, defensive end and outside linebacker Darnell Leslie signed on May 16th, his birthday, with the Dallas Cowboys. Leslie also brings NFL experience to the Cowboys as he was previously with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers minicamp earlier this offseason. The first Monmouth University player to join the Cowboys since wide receiver Miles Austin, Darnell Leslie joins us now on the phone. Darnell, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great here on this end. So just take us through yesterday's experience. As mentioned, it was your birthday. It was the day that your signing with the Cowboys became official. And as mentioned as well, you were with Tampa Bay earlier in the offseason. So you've already kind of bounced around a bit and have gotten a feel for, you know, what it's like at this point in the offseason to be with an NFL team. But yesterday, nonetheless, must have been pretty exciting for you. How did you spend the day? Where were you when you got the news that, you know, everything was done and official with your new team? And, you know, how did you celebrate both achievements?
So I got the word that I'd probably be coming back to the Cowboys that Sunday after minicamp ended. They were telling all the child guys, you know, pack up your stuff, thanks for your workout, blah blah blah, and then they were headed to the airport getting dressed, and then one of the personnel staff, they came up to me and said that there's a strong chance that I'd be coming back the next day to possibly sign with the team, but there were some things they had to work out with the roster and things like that. So, you know, I had a good feeling I would be coming back, and as soon as I got home that Sunday night, and then that Monday morning they shot me a text that Monday morning and just let me know if they wanted me to come back out there that day so I can make everything official the next morning, which happened to be my birthday. So it was pretty exciting for me. Definitely a dream come true to be on an NFL roster. But, you know, for it to happen on my birthday was pretty special. Probably one of the best birthday gifts anybody could ask for. So, yeah.
What do you think you can take from your short time, you know, there with the Tampa Bay Bucks before you came here to Dallas to the Cowboys in terms of adjusting to the game, you know, along with the other rookies that they have down there? You mentioned you were with the other tryout players. They had quite a few, and, you know, they have some guys that clearly they're pretty confident in when it comes to this team being good at finding players in the draft and after the draft in the case of some of these undrafted players. So what do you think you can learn from, you know, the short time you've been in the NFL taken into the situation you're in now?
I can take a lot from, you know, just being at Tampa Bay alone. I was there for 4 days doing their rookie tryout. And the biggest thing I got from them was just the speed of the game is a lot faster. It's a lot more up-tempo. The plays are definitely more complex than college plays, and especially for me because I'd never played linebacker until, honestly, a few months ago. So it was a big learning curve for me, getting a little crash course of that in Tampa. But also the plays that we learned in Tampa came from our D coordinator that we have here at the Cowboys as well. So a lot of the things I was learning in Tampa was similar, and it kind of allowed me to get my feet wet a little bit. So when I got to Dallas, I felt a lot more comfortable in a lot of my assignments.
Now, one of the things that I'm sure is much different from any coaching, you know, maybe that you've gotten at any point in your football career, dating back to Monmouth or anything like that, is the way that Rod Marinelli, who you just mentioned, works with his defensive linemen. You know, what has your sort of experience with him been like? There's great pictures surfacing out there on Twitter and elsewhere, you know, and they've been going on for years now of him, you know, wearing the things around his arms and different balls and just doing all kinds of things with his defensive linemen to, you know, prepare them for a season in which he feels that he can get the most out of the players at that position.
Well, I'm not directly working with Coach Marinelli, but I've seen the way he coached the linemen down there on the other side of the field, and it's a lot of energy. You know, those guys, they talk highly about him. And from what I've, the experiences that I've had with him in meetings as an entire defense, I love his energy. He's a good guy. And he seems like he really wants to just get everybody better and elevate our game to the next level.
How would you describe your game, you know, here to Cowboys fans that obviously don't know much about, you know, your background as much as some people here in New Jersey would, of course, and and playing from that defensive end spot, but the traits that you can bring to this team just as an edge rusher, what can we look forward to seeing from you?
You know, definitely rushing the edge on certain blitzes that we have for the outside linebacker is going to be the most natural thing for me to do because I played DN all throughout college. So I think that, and along with my just instincts, just being an athlete, you know, would help me a lot on the field in any position, really, because at the end of the day, it's football and you have to react at any position that you're at. So I think those two things are really going to help me succeed in the NFL.
When it comes to, you know, pass rush with the Cowboys, this is something that, you know, has almost become comical at a certain point with fans when it comes to, you know, basically ever since that playoff loss to Green Bay, fans have wanted to see this unit improve, especially at defensive end and even earlier than that and all that. But they used the 25th overall pick on a defensive end in Taco Charlton. Even that seemed to, you know, still have fans saying that they need to improve at that position. Is this something that, even with your short time with the team, you've gotten a sense of sort of how you can compete for a spot on a team that, you know, has really struggled to find any consistency with the pass rush? And not only do I think they realize that, but they feel pretty good about, you know, guys like you and guys they can develop. But I'd say the team can even realizes that, you know, fans have been uneasy about how the defense has held them back a little bit in some years past. And, you know, you're hopefully going to be part of how we can change that.
Yeah, I know. You know, Taco's a great player. Obviously, he's a first-round pick. I haven't really seen him play much, but I know just based off his attributes and his college family, he's a hell of a player. So I definitely understand, and I know that he's going to help the defense tremendously, even being a rookie. But as for me, I'm not too sure about how soon of an impact I can have on the team because I'm, you know, coming from a smaller school. I have a lot more to prove, and I feel like, you know, once I get my feet wet a little bit and I get a little bit more experience, then I'll feel a lot more comfortable and I can definitely help in any way possible with the team.
Every team wants to say that, you know, they have a competitiveness to them in practice and the way they prepare for each week's challenge, but it's really something the Cowboys, as I'm sure you're learning, have prided themselves on, you know, under Jason Garrett and in their offseason program with the specific coaches that you have worked with. You know, how is fitting in with the other rookie players that you've gotten the chance to talk and meet to been so far with the Cowboys, and, you know, who have you been able to reach out to, and how has that gone?
It's went well. You know, there's four rookie linebackers that we have right now in our group, and we're all pretty cool. Me just getting around them, they've embraced me pretty well. They're all from different schools, 1AA, 1A, so we all have pretty similar but different backgrounds in terms of competition that we've played, but I think the whole rookie class in total has a great group of guys. We're all pretty well-mannered, well-versed, and I think just as a unit, we're going to be able to compete with, you know, just about any other rookie class out there. Honestly, we have a whole bunch of talent coming out of this class for the Cowboys.
You know, do you think it says about just kind of the situation that you now find yourself in with, you know, one of these upper teams in the NFL, when, you know, I'm sure you saw a second round pick, Tadobi Awuzie, had to miss a day of the rookie camp to, you know, go graduate from Colorado, and that was an exciting achievement for him. And then there were stories about him having to, you know, get on a 5 a.m. flight to make sure he didn't miss both days, and he wanted to be there for the following day after his graduation, and things like that. You know, the commitment, and on the social media side, the Cowboys staff guys are doing the whole own the star thing that you might have seen as well. Just, you know, have you been able to soak in the whole moment kind of the, how the Cowboys project themselves? You know, obviously being here on the East Coast most of your life, and people know about the Cowboys one way or another, but now, you know, you are a member of them, and it's kind of a different feeling.
Yeah, you know, it definitely is. Like you said, Cheeto had to go back for his graduation, and that shows a ton of character. You know, he wanted to finish out what he started in college, and I respect that 100%, and that's great for him to be able to do that. But I don't think that I fully soaked in the entire moment. You know, I'm kind of stuck in it right now because I haven't come from a program close to this in 4 years that I've been at Mom. If you know, coming from the East Coast, it was a smaller school. We didn't really have the highest in utilities, but they weren't the worst. So just coming to a facility like this that's brand new after a year of being open, It's kind of a shell shock, you know. You get to see the nice field, you get to see the fancy meeting rooms, the nice weight rooms, the indoor facilities. It's crazy, but I think in a little bit more time, a few more days, I'll just start to soak it all in and just realize that this is the NFL, it's the next level, and I just have to adapt and let it help me make me better.
And so when thinking about, the Cowboys' current roster and all that, again, getting into, where they stand currently, this is a 13-3 team a year ago that, got there with two rookies at quarterback and running back, and we all know the story of what they did along with some other young players that carried the team through a very successful season that has them set up here, for hopefully some long-term success. What excites you the most about moving forward with this team, knowing, the opportunity that's ahead of them? Just kind of a cursory look at, you mentioned you've been close with the other rookies, and that makes a lot of sense. You're all in the same pool and you're all kind of fighting for the same spots. But, when you get to the point where you're on the same field potentially as, Jason Witten or anything like that, just looking at this roster and knowing what could be in store for you, where do you see this team going, sort of, and where do you kind of project yourself with this team?
I definitely see myself right now making a team on special teams for sure. You know, being a rookie and being a guy from a smaller school with, not the most explosive film out there, I think that special teams will definitely be a forte for me. And just being a depth guy that they need if anybody goes down, God forbid. But as a team in general, with the guys that they have, the Pro Bowlers like Dez, Sean Lee, Jason Witten, those type of guys, those caliber guys that they have, I definitely think that this is a Super Bowl caliber team. We saw that last year, obviously, with their record and with their performance on the field. So I think that we're only going to get better as a team. And the next step for us is definitely the Super Bowl.
What was your favorite NFL team growing up?
Oh, geez. I was born and raised in Gaithersburg, Maryland. So anybody could guess it was definitely the Redskins. So it's definitely it's definitely a hard one to bite, but I'm a Cowboy now, so it's my team.
Absolutely. And on that note, is there a quarterback that you would want to sack the most in the NFL? That's kind of a crusade question for defensive ends that they always get, at this time of the year. But growing up a Redskins fan, now a Cowboy, is there a guy you're thinking of?
Nah, I'm just trying to go out there and play. I'm trying to earn a spot and just make the most of this moment for me.
And then lastly, getting back to your college career there at Monmouth, obviously Miles Austin was kind of the headlining player, if you will, for being a guy to come from your school and go to the NFL. Not only was he the first, but he did it with your team. And I believe he's in the Monmouth University Hall of Fame. I've seen, the whole presentation they have for him there, and he became a fan favorite to, the Cowboys fans that are here on the East Coast. Like myself, how much do you know about his story and not only, his career once he obviously got to the highest level and was a starting wide receiver for the Cowboys, but, have you tried to reach out and study kind of how he got to that point as well, being an undrafted player in his own right? Are you trying to kind of see what did he do during the month of May when, nobody's watching really, but, was he in the facility working out, or how did he kind of get himself in front of the coaches to make the most of his opportunity? And just kind of your thoughts on what he did compared to what you're trying to do out of the same school.
Miles coming from Monmouth, he's like the superhero for all the football players and athletes that want to make it out and then go to the next level. He's always come back and given back to the school, which we all appreciate. And for me, at this moment right now, he's kind of embraced me as like a younger brother, as a mentor. Coming here, I've seen him a bunch throughout the facilities, and he's pretty much just been in my ear about, just standing out, trying to do as much as I can to be noticed, staying in the playbook, doing anything extra that I can to keep my foot in the door here and make the most of this experience. But I haven't really picked his brain yet about the specifics of what he did to get here and stay here for so long. But I'm definitely gonna have that conversation with him in the near future.
Did he have anything to say about the draft process in and of itself, and as well as your own experience in the draft process? It's kind of something that additionally gets cliched for these small school guys as well. It's like, oh, you have your big names, and we talked about Taco and all that, the Cowboys' first round pick. You have your big names that go through this whole thing, and they get analyzed every which way, and and they do that. And then, at this point, with the draft becoming what it has for fans caring so much about it now, they kind of know these small school stories of, oh, maybe we'll steal a player from here and this is his background and that's nice and all that. But then, there's a gray area, if you will, of, players like yourself have to work twice as hard even to get an opportunity like this just to make a roster and just kind of blend in with the rest of the NFL until they can make an impact. So, looking back at this draft process, kind of what do you take from that now?
I think you're right. Coming from a smaller school, you definitely have to work twice as hard to get your name out there and to get noticed. But that's all part of the game because we don't play the Alabamas, we don't play the LSU, we don't play those bigger team schools, those bigger name schools. So we do have to kind of prove ourselves a little bit more, which is just part of the collegiate game. But this draft process, I thought, it went fair in my favor. I think, I had my fair chances of, getting exposure. My agent did a hell of a job getting my name out there and getting me into workouts for teams. So it was at that point, it was just up to me to just produce and to, convince these teams that I'm worth taking a shot on. So I think this whole process has been pretty fair for me.
Absolutely. Well, Monmouth University defensive end Darnell Wesley, it's a great honor to say that you're the as a Jersey Shore person myself, great honor to say you're the first Cowboy that I've gotten a chance to interview, as well as you getting the opportunity to come play for this team and the story, the background story that is of being able to sign on your birthday and all that. It's a great story that he has going down there at the Star, and we'll see if he's able to make an impact and continue this journey into the NFL. Darnell, we wish you the best of luck, and we look forward to continuing to follow you.
Thanks for everything. I appreciate it.